is slashing?
Slashing is, like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, there's a penalty for that?
Yeah. And for a trip also, you know, like that. And for hook, like this. And for spear, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. All bad.
Bad.
You do that, you go to the box, you know, 2 minutes by yourself, and you feel shame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get free.
Hello again, everybody. My name is Lance, and welcome to the St. Louis Blues official drop podcast radio show. We're going to go over the game on Thursday against the Chicago Blackhawks. It was a great game. The Blues were battling to stay in pace with the Dallas Stars so that they could win the Western Conference and get home ice advantage throughout the Western Conference playoffs. And they needed a win, or if they lost, Chicago could possibly have won and then win their next game. And if the Blues and Dallas would have lost both their last games, Chicago would have won the division. But it was a great game all around, great goalie battle, awesome goalie battle between two great goalies. I mean, it was just back and forth, back and forth. The Blues didn't look good at first, giving up too many chances. But, man, Brian Elliott really kept them in the game. He faced 22 shots. He saved 21 shots. And he also, on a penalty shot, was able to keep the game a close game at 1-0. I can't say enough about Darling, the Blackhawks goalie. Even though I'm not a Blackhawks fan, the show is unbiased, and he played an awesome game. He kept the Blackhawks in the game just the way Elliott did, and he kept them way in the game. And it was a close game until the second period, 0-0 tie. Jonathan Toews got open on the side from a pass from Patrick Kane, and put it over Elliott and made it 1-0 at the 12:40 mark of the second period. The Blues kind of came alive after that, actually, and started putting some pressure on Darling. And if it wasn't for Darling, this game would have been 3-1, 4-1 very quickly. But at the same time, Brian Elliott, the great goalie he is, he kept it 1-0. I think any other goalie would have been in there. It may have been a different story. It was a battle back and forth, you know, back and forth, back and forth. This kept, it was a fun game to watch no matter which team you were a fan of. With about a minute and 16 seconds left, Vladimir Tarasenko got his 38th of the year from assist from Shattenkirk, which was his 30th. And Steen, 35th. Good to see Steen back. Shattenkirk playing as well. And took us into OT. We were all excited about the overtime. I mean, it was just a great game. I can't say enough about it. It had playoff implications up and down. The players knew it. The players played like they had something to play for. And with just, a minute and 43 seconds left in overtime, Vladimir Tarasenko got his 39th from an assist from Petrangelo, which was his 29th assist, and Stasny his 38th assist. Could Petrangelo get 40 goals? Could Tarasenko get 40 goals? It's highly possible. You got the game against Washington, and from what I've understood, Washington will not be bringing all of their team. They said they will bring TJ Oshie, of course, and he will probably play on the first line. That way he gets a big ovation from the old Blues fan, since he was here for several years, and I'm sure that will be an emotional part for him and the fans. But other than that, the Blues kept pace with Dallas. It's going to be a battle to this last game for the Western Conference Championship, but the Blues did clinch that home field advantage in the first round, which is awesome. And if things stay like we think they're going to stay, the Blues will be playing the Chicago Blackhawks in the first round, and they need that home field advantage. If we can look at some of the stats from the game, the Blues had 35 shots on goal. The Blackhawks had 25. Even though Elliott made some great saves, he did have the lower amount of saves to make. Like I said, I can't say enough about Darling. He had faced 35 shots on goal. The Blackhawks did win in faceoff percentage. It was close, 54% to 46% for the Blues. Both teams did not do well on the power play. They had some decent shots. but they were both 0-for-2 on the power play. The hits were even, 26 good hits for the Blues and 25 hits for the Blackhawks. The Blackhawks did a lot more blocking of shots. There was 18 blocked shots. The Blues only had 7. Chicago gave the puck away 4 times. The Blues gave it away 3 times. Just a great win for the Blues overall. We're looking forward to the game against Washington on Saturday to finish up the playoffs. And then we'll, after that, we'll come back with another radio show and recap that. But before I do that, I want to get some people's feelings on the Duncan Keith suspension. I was thinking before it happened and after watching it and realizing that he is a repeat offender. And I know, before you say it, before some of you say it, no, he was not a repeat offender, you know, so on and so forth, according to the league. He was not a repeat offender when it comes to a fine. You can get fined, and if you don't get fined again for 18 months, you're not considered a repeat offender. So due to the fine that happened over 18 months ago, he was not considered a repeat offender. He was considered a repeat defender on the suspension side. I was thinking he should have had 8 games, possibly 10. I would have been satisfied with 8, which would have meant he would have missed 3 playoff games, including 1 or 2 home games. And I don't think the NHL did enough. And a lot of you fans out there might say, well, I'm a Blackhawks fan. You know, it was bull crap. You know, Coyle tried to trip him and so on and so forth. And, you know, I don't really care. If Coyle tried to trip him, Coyle tried to trip him, and maybe he should have got a penalty. But that's got nothing to do with laying on the ground and taking your stick and hitting a guy in the face. This man has a history of it. He did it last year against the a year or two ago against a Kings player. Looked like he was hooking a fish. Kings player was skating away. Duncan Keith come right behind him and just hooked him in the side of the face, right around the mouth area. This man needs to control his stick. He is a veteran. And in this game, you need to be in control of your body and in control of your stick. And some of you might be saying, well, if it was a Blues player, you would be saying, you know, oh, you know, he got too much. No, I wouldn't. When Ryan Reeves got a penalty this year for boarding against a San Jose player, I agreed with it. And it could have been another game more than what it was. There was an intent to injure with that. It was just the way that the both bodies were and positions were at the time. But I'm not one of these people that's unbiased. If a Blues player would have did the same thing, he deserves at least an 8-game suspension. So that's my thoughts on Duncan Keith's suspension. I won't say any more. We'll stay positive. And everyone, let's go Blues. Follow us on Sunday when we come back for a radio show to go over the highlights for the game against the Washington Capitals. Be nice to see TJ Oshie back. You can follow us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/TheDropHockeyShow, which we will have all of our posts and all of our feeds to all of our videos and to our radio show. You can also follow us on YouTube. We have a live show there, and you can also watch it after it's recorded. Just go to youtube.com, look up The Drop Podcast under the filter section. If it doesn't show up in the first couple ones, under filter section, go to channel, and we should be one of the first ones you see there. It's been great spending time with you, talking about our team, our favorite team, the St. Louis Blues, getting ready to go into the playoffs. I'm excited for the first time in years. I'm not worried about their offense. Their offenses look great. Shattenkirk's look good as a defenseman. Stastny's starting to play a little more physical, getting that edge that he needs. Backus is the captain and starting to take the lead with some goals late. And I can't say enough about Tarasenko. You teams that think he's just a scorer, you've got a big, big shock ahead of you if you play them in the playoffs. He's a great passer. They even put him on penalty kills. So everybody, let's get ready for the playoffs. Let's hope the Blues do well. And we will see you back here on Sunday for the radio podcast for the Washington at the St. Louis Blues. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great weekend. And my name is Lance. And thanks again for listening to the Blues podcast.